St. Aubyn is, how's this, a force of nature. He really is. The show is about Lloyd Price, the musician, the singer. It's called Lloyd Price Musical Personality. It opens at the Studebaker Theater. It is open at the Fine Arts Building. And St. Aubyn, you are a seasoned performer. Have you ever done a show quite like this one? And what makes it different, if it is?
I thank you for those kind words. Truly appreciate that. You know, I have been in this business for quite some time, so I really do appreciate those kind words. Have I ever done a show quite like this? This is my first time portraying someone like this. Now, I did do a show called The Temptation Story, The Life and Times of the Temptations, and I was very grateful to embody and continue his legacy of Dennis Edwards in that show. Mm. But this show, for me, this would be the first time that I get to lead a show and also tell this kind of story through Lloyd Price and through his music and through his life and his journey. So I'm very, very grateful that the I'm going to say the world, because, you know, we start here, but the world will be able to not only know his music, because one of the lines that I say is, at the end of the production, I say, you know my music. Now, you know my name, and you know my story. And so folks coming to the show will definitely know his name and know his story.
And his story is, oh boy, he starts with absolutely nothing. Tell us what Lloyd Price did and what his dad did, and then how he managed to become, I mean, he was on the Ed Sullivan Show, for Christ's sakes.
Oh yeah, he was one of the first black artists to be featured on the Ed Sullivan Show. And you know, Ed Sullivan, despite, you know, threats that Ed Sullivan got, still wanted to feature a plethora of black artists, and Lloyd Price was one of them, which was a beautiful thing because, you know, at that time, black artists were not seen as black artists are seen today. So to have someone come on the TV screen that looked and resembled my people, it was a huge thing. So the fact that he was able to break down that door for many of his fellow performers and entertainers, you know, people should know, and they're going to know that he was part of the first to do that.
Well, also, I think that a lot of the general public, so one of his first big, maybe his biggest hit of all, but one of his first big hits, a song called Personality, that's the name of the show, Personality, yeah. The Lloyd Price Musical. That song, I believe, millions of Americans purchased the record and thought they were buying someone who was a white artist. Maybe it wouldn't have mattered to them one way or the other, but that's what they thought. Dionne Warwick told me a story that there was one of her albums, and it was cut two different ways, the album cover itself. I mean, the jacket of the album. And in one case, it was, and she didn't know about it at first. It was, she doesn't know who it is, some model, a white woman singing, you know, and the presumption was that's who's singing these songs. She never met that person at that point or since ever in her life. She has no idea who that is or why they did it, but they did. And then the audience, she walks on stage and the audience was like, oh, you know, was that the case with him as well?
Yeah, that was the case with a lot of artists then, where they would put white, whether it's white performers, whether it's just white models on the album vinyl covers, so that back then it was a ploy in order to sell the music. But it happened to a lot of artists. It happened to Della Reese. I remember I particularly have a vinyl of hers where I didn't even realize it was her music until I looked at the vinyl before buying it. I said, oh, this was Della Reese's music, but they put a white face on it.
Unbelievable.
We now know that that was what they did in order to sell the music. But I wish it was something that they didn't have to do. But when people came to see those artists like Dionne Warwick, like Lloyd Price, like Della Reeve, they didn't realize this is who you've been listening to all the time. And even for someone like Lloyd Price, we talk about it in the show as well. The young people were listening to his music and didn't care about what he looked like. They just were enjoying the music. It was their parents that made a bigger deal of it at the time. So he, once again, breaks barriers for people of color.
Well, also, he broke barriers in other ways, too. So musicians didn't have a lot of control over what the label did. I think to some extent that's the same way today. But Lloyd Price said, no, I'm going to do things a little differently.
Yeah. Lloyd Price had his own record label at one point and had a distribution deal with ABC Paramount at one point. Which was huge. But, again, as history would like to tell it, we don't hear about that too much. You know, before Sam Cooke had his own record label, because he also had one, and before Barry Gordy had his own record label, both of those guys went to speak to Lloyd about how to go about that. But we don't hear about that as much. What we hear about is Sam Cooke and Barry Gordy. But before Sam Cooke, before Barry Gordy, there was a Lloyd Price.
And, of course, Barry Gordy, I was going to ask you about that. You beat me to it. So Barry Gordy, the founder of Motown. And this came up because there's a show called The Housewives of Motown up at the Black Ensemble Theater in Chicago. Right. I say up only because it's north of you. And I've talked about that with the playwright of the show. I mean, Barry Gordy didn't just start out of nowhere. He went to Lloyd Price.
Yeah. You know, you got to go where you know that you see it's working. So Barry had the wherewithal to go and speak to him. And I believe anybody would who is trying to start up something anew, especially in that time. So the fact that they had that interaction and had that conversation, which then propelled Barry Gordy to continue to move forward with his dream. And ultimately, we got the Motown sound out of it, which I am very grateful for, because if we did not have the Motown sound, a lot of the soundtrack of my parents' life, which then came into my life, which then I ended up playing and doing the musical, The Life and Times of Temptation, would not have been if Barry Gordy had not decided to say, hey, you know what? I have a dream. I want to go to it. I want to follow it. But also, I see what Lloyd is doing. Let me go talk to him and see what's happening. So it all makes everything greater, because we all start from somewhere and we all come from some place.
Well, I want to hear the somewhere where St. Aubyn started, and I want to talk more about Lloyd Price. The name of the show is called Personality, the Lloyd Price Musical. It's at the Studebaker Theater at the Fine Arts Building, 410 South Michigan Avenue in the South Loop, and we will be right back on WGN. Personality, the Lloyd Price Musical, and it's at the Studebaker Theater at the Fine Arts Building, 410 South Michigan Avenue. This is the dude who is playing Lloyd Price, you know. And I told you off the air, and I'm going to say it on the air, St. Aubyn, if Lloyd Price himself somehow, some way, could have been in this musical, I don't think he'd do as well as you did somehow.
I again appreciate those kind words, and I will say, and I will also say this to what you're saying: if it wasn't for Lloyd Price, I would not have been able to do what I'm doing today, because he kicked down a lot of doors for me to be a part of this entertainment industry. So, Lloyd Price, as you are up there in heaven, I say thank you, and we shall forever speak your name, especially during Black Music Month in June. So we speak your name all the time, but we're going to speak it even louder during Black Music Month.
Fine by me. But, you know, the story kind of ends at a point where Lloyd Price is still around. But at what point wasn't he? Do you know? Because it ends there, where at first he goes, I don't want to give too much away, but he leaves his current situation in New York City. He goes somewhere else. He comes back. But then what happened? He's not in music anymore, I presume. But what happened then? Do you happen to know?
Well, Lloyd also had his hands in the food business. Lloyd also he was always a part of music, whether he was the artist on stage, whether he was managing artists, whether he was helping folks with publishing and getting their music. Music was always a part of his life. But he may not have been the front man, but he's always been a part of music. But again, he had food, he was a part of the food business, and he did a lot of things before his his untimely passing, and which I never got to meet him. But he was around for the first installment of this show, and
wow.
He truly, truly, truly gave his blessings to the show, to the director, to the book writer, to the choreographer, and just was extremely elated that the world was now about to hear his story.
Well, that's wonderful, and I did not know that. Another thing I didn't know when reading about you, and it says right here in the bio that you performed on stage, and there are a list of performers whose names many of us or all of us would recognize, but one of them is Patti LaBelle. But it doesn't say that.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't say that, St. Aubyn. It says you were on stage with Miss Patti LaBelle. So tell me about being on stage with Miss Patti LaBelle.
The godmother of rock and soul. That's right. I am, you know, that moment, I've actually now been on the stage with her three times. Once when I was in my teens, and then twice in my adult, as I continue to grow into my adult life. And I'm just very grateful that she is so gracious to recognize talent, because how it happened, she just saw me in the audience. And she had a part in her show where she'll call people up on stage. And this particular time, she saw me in the audience, and she didn't know what she was getting. But once I opened up my mouth, she realized, she said, oh, this guy. You could tell that she was happy and elated that, oh, I picked a good one today. And she's one of my all-time favorite performers. And again, she is another person who, if it wasn't for her, I would not have been able to do what I'm doing today. Her group, LaBelle, kicked down the doors for a lot of us. She herself continues to kick down the doors for a lot of people who look like me, and representation matters. For the fact that she was so gracious to allow me to get on the stage with her, and not just get on the stage with her, practically close out her show with her. She didn't have to do that. She recognized the energy and the talent and the compassion that I have, and said, go ahead, we're going to make it do it too. So I'm forever grateful to Miss Patti LaBelle.
What song was it?
It was Lady Marmalade. She has a point towards the end of her show where she'll call guests on stage. And this particular time, these last two times were my times to shine. And I tell people all the time, when you have those moments, you know, there's no time to get nervous. You get up there and do what you got to do. And so a lot of people thought I was part of the show, but I wasn't. It was just something that, again, she recognized positive energy and said, you, come on up. And then realized, oh, you know what you're doing. And graciously allowed me to continue to sing to the audience and feel the energy that she receives every night from the audience and what they give to her. So I will forever, forever say thank you, Miss Patti LaBelle.
How did you know the lyrics? Do you know French? You knew the lyrics?
My spirit is very much of a 65-year-old man. So I know a lot of what I like to say. I like to go in my bag, my old school bag of my R&B, funk, soul, rock and roll music that I truly adore. So it's music that I've always grown up on. So when you have that being the foundation of your life. There's just certain songs that stick in your mind, and those words, I've heard them numerous of times, so you wouldn't believe how, even for yourself, there are songs that you hear often, and you wouldn't realize how much of the words you know until you have to sing them out. So I knew those words and was ready to share the stage with her.
Were you able to keep up with, I mean, it's Patti LaBelle who has performed this song. No, let me say that again. Miss Patti LaBelle, as your press release notes. I mean, she has performed the song probably 43,222 times,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
So
oh, yeah.
Were you able to keep up?
I sure was. We are both born in the Gemini month. So I know, I have familiarized myself with her Gemini and I, my Gemini, and we are always ready for spontaneity. So I know what to expect with Mama Patti, as some people will affectionately call her.
Uh-huh.
And so I just make sure that I, when I get on stage, that I'm ready to just make it do what it do. And I sure was.
Well, the name of the show is Personality, the Lloyd Price Musical at the Studebaker Theater at the Fine Arts Building. That's 410 South Michigan Avenue. You can park in the Grant Park parking lot, by the way. And I think they validate the parking. In any which case, that's important. In any which case, St. Aubyn, a fellow Gemini, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
One thing I didn't ask him, darn it. He hung up. One thing I didn't ask him, Saint. That's an interesting name, isn't it? Interesting first name. The most popular names for boys and for girls have come out now. The most popular boy's name, 2022, Liam. Number two, Noah. Number three, Oliver. Number four, James. And number five, Elijah. The most popular girls' names, 2022, Olivia is number one. Number two is Emma. Number three is Charlotte. Number four is Amelia, and number five, kind of old school, that is Sophia. Now, the trendiest names, this I thought was really interesting, if not kind of bizarre in some ways. The trendiest boy name in 2022, I'll start with the third. The name is Chosen. That's the name, Chosen. Number two is Casey, spelled for a boy, spelled K-A-Y-C-E. And number one is Dutton. I don't know that I've ever met a Dutton, a Casey, or have chosen a Chosen. The girls' names that are the most trendiest, according to this, number three, Arlette. Number two is Nariah, like Mariah, but with an N. And number one is Renly, W-R-E-N, like the bird, L-E-E. Well, this isn't my list, but this is the official list.